Tiyas Gicholim is Mahu. What about the Bishash you're making the Gicholim, or the Bishash you're taking your shovel, and you're going on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, and shoveling out the inside coals? Bishash, you're taking the coals also. You have the wrong machshava. You think that you're first going to use these coals tomorrow, not at the right day. Do you apostle that you can't use these coals now for the keteris? Is chishay b'chatiyas kecholamahu? What's the halacha if you have the wrong thoughts? Bishash, you are taking the coals off the mizbeach. Mahu. Do we say this svar is machshira mitzvah kemitzvah dami? In other words, taking off the coals, it's not a real avodah, but even so, since it's called a hechsher mitzvah, it's preparing us in order to do the mitzvah, in order to be able to burn the keteris inside the fnei lefnim. So the beginning of the mitzvah, preparing for the mitzvah, is taking out the coals from the outside mizbeach. So it's also considered like an avodah. Therefore, if you have the wrong thoughts, b'shash, you're taking out the coals, it would pass you can't use these coals anymore. Oiloi, or else the other side is no. Maybe it's like not called a chashiva avodah. Even though it's a hechsher mitzvah, it's not kemitzvah dami. And therefore, your wrong thoughts were not possible, b'shash, you're taking out the coals. So Gemara says, tekel, Gemara obliged by tekel or sofig, what will be the halacha? Is this considered an avoider or not, to pasol or machshava? And Rashi says, ma'u lahatz lakteris. Because the thoughts that you're doing, b'shash, you're making the coals, could that pasol that you can't use these coals for the kteris? It's kemitzvah dami. Rashi says, v'hevelein kemechashiv ba'avoider. That's the svarim. If the hechsher, the preparing for the mitzvah, is considered like the mitzvah itself, so it's called an avoida, and b'shash you're doing a work in avoida for the keteris, that could also pass all the machshava. You thought to first burn it tomorrow, use it tomorrow, or else the other side is no. Like Rashi's machshira mitzvah is like not kemitzvah dami. It's not called a chosher. It's not called an avoida. So that's what Rashi really speaks out. That even though in the braisa before it also said the gicholim, it said the coals. So in other words, we see the coals have kedusha. So just like we said before the keteris, we have a suffix since the keteris has kedusha. It passes the machshava, so the same svara should apply by the coals. We had already the gecholim, that if it's full yerim touches the coals, his metami passes all the coals. So the svara was, lina is also possible there. So what's the Gemara's new suffix over here of chishiv v'chatiyas gecholim? So that's what Rashi Yim said, that the suffix here is, maybe this is not called an avoida. Maybe there's only a hechshir mitzvah, the preparing for the burning of the keteris. Therefore, it's not called the chashiv avoida. That's why it's a new suffix. Even if you tell me that b'shash you're making the keteris itself, you have the machshava with paslit, but maybe over here b'shash you're only taking the coals. Since it's only hechsher mitzvah, that's not considered like an avoida. Maybe you would not paslit. That's why here the Gemara buys by another suffix, and then it comes out as another tekel. Mar boyim menei merar sheshes. They ask the shalos from sheshes. Halacha b'smoil maho. What's the halacha b'shash the avoida halachom? That's the regular halacha that means if you make a shechita by the korban, then you have to receive the dam, the kabbalos adam, and then there's the avodah of halacha. The kohen has to carry the dam from the makom hashechita until the mizbeach where he makes the zrika. So what about if the kohen carries the blood in his left hand? Is amal lehu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes answered like this. Tinisu, we learned, he brings down halacha. It says in our Mishnah we just learned, that not the less amach tab yiminoi, the kohen godol on Yom Kippur takes the pan of coals in his right hand, and he carries the keteris in the spoon in his left hand, and he's allowed to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim like that. So you see clearly you're allowed to walk with something even though you're holding it in your left hand. Like here the Kohen Gadol is carrying the calf of the keteris with his left hand. So that's the Havimino who adin by walking with the carbon, the blood of the carbon, also halachas kosher b'smil. So Rashi speaks out, why is it a shayla only by halacha? So Rashi says halacha b'smil maho. You have a subject about carrying the blood. That means Kabbalah uzrika dechsev b'hukuna pshita lon dechomokim shenema etzpa kuna einu velu yamin. That's pshita by the avodas of Kabbalah to receive the dam. Or to make the zrikas adam, the other terrace is clearly etzpa and kuna. For sure you have to use your right hand. And a right hand means literally your right hand. Even though you're a lefty, it's no good. The left hand you have to use that for your right hand. Or to shalif if a lefty could do the avodah altogether. But you have to use your right hand. The Torah doesn't say clearly the avoid of halacha. Only since the Torah says by the avoid of receiving the dam, it says bloshen halacha of carrying it. The Tanya v'hegrivu, like bring the blood closer. Zu kabbalah sadam. We darshan that means the avoid of mekabel of receiving the dam is naflam masechta chagiga she avoida. So therefore, since the Torah says the loshen of a kabbalah. And halacha, we learn out that there is such an avoida of halacha of carrying the blood to the mizbeach. The nafka meaner is that's called an avoida, that you would have to need a kohen to carry the blood, and you need to wear a big dekuna, And if you have the wrong machshav, if you think b'shas talocha, b'shas carrying the dam to mizbeach, you would think that you want to first burn it. Tomorrow, there will be a psul tigel. O'mirzat Rashi, smol ikal meimad leposul, so like sivu kuna behedya. Since the Torah doesn't say the word kuna by the avoda halocha, we have a suffix, maybe it's even kosher b'smol. That's what the shal yes kosheshes. And he answered back with sheshes, brought a right, and said, yes, it's kosher. For now, Mishnah that says, that's a kaf b'smoloi. Alma, what do we see, that Rashi? It's like sheri b'smol, even with your left hand also it's kosher. So that's why sheshes halocha, that the kohen is allowed to carry the blood in his left hand from the mokam hashchit until the mizbech. For the Gemara, v'nevshet lehu mehod etnan, why didn't you bring a right from another Gemara we had? A Gemara in Zvachim, that says, the tenan, hor regel shel yamin, how they carry out up the pieces of the meat, of the korban oilah, of the korban atomid, how do you carry it up to the mizbeach? So one kohen carries the regel shel yamin, the right regel, the right foot, this smol in his left hand. Is when he's carrying up this right leg of the animal, of the korban, he carries it up this smol, uveis oiru lechutz, and the side of the skin is facing outside. So you see what? You're allowed to carry, you're allowed to use your left hand. So Rashi says, uveis oiru lechutz means, omokim chatach, lefnim kalfi kohen, the mokim that's cut, that doesn't look so nice, that you have inside towards the body of the kohen itself. V'chein no, it's nice that the outer side of the skin, the skin, the part that was not cut, that looks nicer, that should be facing outwards, and the part of the cut is facing inside towards the kohen. But our kohen says here clearly, you're allowed to carry up the piece of meat in your left hand. So Mara says from here, it wouldn't be a good raya. Imehosim, if only from over here, from this dinner carrying up the pieces of meat to the mizbeach, have a mean, I would have thought, hani mili halacha. When do we say it's kosher with your left hand? A halacha carrying delay mak for kapara. Something that even if you don't do it, you would still have the forgiveness. It's not mak if it doesn't hold you back from receiving your kapara. Because what you need for the kapara by a korban is the zrika sadam. Once you did the shchita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika, you have your kapara. Now, avad, there's a mitzvah to burn the yevorim, to burn the pieces of meat. But even if you don't burn the pieces of meat, still you have your kapara. Therefore, carrying up these pieces of meat to the mizbeach, maybe that's why it's kosher with your left hand. Avol halacha the matva kapara loy. But our shalom is where you want to carry the blood. So after you makabel the dam in the mizrah, now you want to carry that blood. The kohen carries it with his left hand to the mizbeach, which that's an avodah that you need for the kapara. If you don't do the avodah halacha, it's possible. So maybe there you daf could need yamin. That's why Rav Sheshes did not bring a raya from this halacha here. It's kamash malon. That's why Rav Sheshes brought a raya from our Mishnah that talks about the keteris. The keteris, that's the whole kapara of the keteris itself. So the thing is, when you bring the keteris, you're allowed to carry it even with your left hand. So you see, this avoida of halacha of carrying is not such a chomadik avoida, even though the other avoida is like a need of the right hand. The avoida of kazrika and kabbalah need the right hand. But just the avoid of halacha does not need the right hand, it's kosher even in the left hand. That's what Rosh Hashanah wanted to say. Tomorrow says now, Meisvei, I have a kashra on you, Rosh Hashanah. Meisvei, halacha is that a za.